This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, February 7th. Well, a slowing of the Russian wheat supply gives U.S. wheat a boost in Wednesday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was also firm. Those Russian supplies are expected to slow down. Now, that has been one of the big issues for wheat, and that's given the market a little bit of a lift. So we are well above that $5 benchmark that we were looking at for a while. But positive news abroad really sometimes caps like any kind of rally for the wheat. But domestically, we got to watch these calendar spreads because they actually look like they're going to push a little bit higher. Now, we've had some kind of crazy weather back and forth, so we're going to watch that completely. Now, with this deep freeze that we've had, we always expect that there could be some winter kill. But every time that expectation really moves into the market, then we find at the end it really didn't do anything.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday down 1.25 at 524 and a quarter. March corn was down 0.75 at 380. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day unchanged, ranging from 635 to 658. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for February were down 2, ranging from 664 and a quarter to 679 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for February were down 1.75, ranging from 668 and a quarter to 678 and a quarter. Live cattle for February were down 30 cents at 126.27 and a half. March feeder cattle were down 65 cents at 143.30. And February Class 3 milk was up a penny at 13.92.
And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.